Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. Good morning to all of you. Merry Christmas. Not bad. Not bad. You know, every Mass I've had to just do it over, you know, but you did pretty good. But let's try that again. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Wow, now you sound even louder. Praise God. Now, don't forget when you're out there to make sure and express that, because we're in the season of Christmas, third day of Christmas. And on this day, we're able to celebrate the wonderful occasion of the Holy Family. Praise be to God for the example of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and how we seek the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary and Saint Joseph for all of our families, your family, that the love of the infant Jesus be in that beautiful home that you share with one another. We welcome those of you who are joining us via television, radio, internet, social media, from your homes, hospitals, nursing homes, or wherever you may be this day. Please know that your family, our family here at the Cathedral, always keeps you in our hearts and in our prayers and in our love. And we also seek Mary and Joseph's intercession for you and your loved ones, that again, the infant Jesus' love be in your dwelling place now and always. My dear family, celebrating the one who is Word made flesh and splendor of the Father, let us seek pardon for our sins to enjoy the beauty of this celebration. Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are Son of God and Son of Mary. Christ, have mercy. And Lord Jesus, you are Word made flesh and splendor of the Father. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. O God, who were pleased to give us the shining example of the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, graciously grant that we may imitate them in practicing the virtues of family life and in the bonds of charity. And so, in the joy of your house, delight one day in eternal rewards. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Sirach. God sets a father in honor over his children. A mother's authority he confirms over her sons. Whoever honors his father atones for sins and preserves himself from them. When he prays, he is heard. He stores up riches who reveres his mother. Whoever honors his father is gladdened by children, and when he prays is heard. Whoever reveres his father will live a long life. He who obeys his father brings comfort to his mother. My son, take care of your father when he is old. Grieve him not as long as he lives, even if his mind fail, be considerate of him. Revile him not all the days of his life. Kindness to a father will not be forgotten, firmly planted against the debt of your sins, a house raised in justice to you. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, put on, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If one has a grievance against another, as the Lord has forgiven you, so must you also do. And over all these, put on love, that is, the bond of perfection. And let the peace of Christ control your hearts, and the peace into which you were also called into one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as in all wisdom you teach and admonish one another, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the days were completed for their purification, according to the law of Moses, the parents of Jesus took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Merry Christmas once again to all of you. Praying the season is off to a wonderful start as the blessedness of this season brings us the newness of life in the Christ Jesus infant that he so much wants for all of us to be able to be open in our hearts to receiving him. Celebrating this wonderful occasion of the Holy Family, we come to realize a few things. First, Mary and Joseph had their plan, and God had his. Joseph followed the law of his time and was called to change his ways to follow the law of God. That would cause him to make a decision: shame Mary and dismiss her because she's with child, or don't be afraid and take her into your home and form a family with her. Mary also had her plan, and much to her surprise, the angel coming to her, telling her, "You will bear a son." How can this be? Pondering these things in her heart, she too says, "Let it be done to me according to your word." Mary, Joseph sharing with one another, "We had our plan." Yes, we did. But God had other plans. And so we surrender. And little did they know that accepting the infant Jesus would bring them the greatest of all joys, but also the greatest of all holiness and the greatest of all fulfillment. And that is why the infant Jesus And that is because the infant Jesus brings to you and me the heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience that St. Paul refers to, and also leads you and me to be able to forgive one another and not have a grievance against each other. It is about realizing the beauty of that infant's love that is the bond of perfection. But here is the catch. In order for all this to be present in you and in me, we must allow the peace of Christ to control our hearts. Don't you control your heart. If you control your heart, if I control my heart, we're going to fail. Guarantee it. Because the first moment that something goes wrong, I'm not forgiving you. The first thing, when a mistake is made, all of a sudden we have a grievance. When all of a sudden someone wants to be understood, they're not. When all of a sudden someone is trying to find that compassion and kindness, it's not there. If you and I are in control of our hearts, it will be a very cold world. That is why St. Paul is very direct. Let the peace of Christ control your hearts, not you. Because you don't know how. I don't know how, but he does. That's exactly what Joseph was able to do. That's exactly what Mary was able to do, was surrender hearts to the peace of Christ. And look at what they found. Great peace. Very direct in telling you and me, don't get in the way of Christ's peace controlling your hearts. Because he means it. Let him be in control and he will show you how. Because all we want to do is judge. All we think of all of a sudden is people are not worthy of God's love. They're not worthy of his peace. No, the infant Jesus entered this world for the sake and the salvation of all people. Who are the ones who think that he didn't? People. Thank God they're not God. But the gentleness, compassion, kindness, patience that the infant Jesus brings is what he wants to be able to control our hearts with. So that the bond of unity you are meant to have in your families is always there. And you will see it as the blessing that you and I have received from him, who is the Lord of all, the Prince of Peace, the Word made flesh, the splendor of the Father, who has come to make a home with you, with me, so that we can create a home with each other. What a great blessing that is. But we got to kind of get out of the way and not take charge of what he wants to take charge of, where he will show you how to be in charge of the most beautiful gift you can ever receive. And that is his love to share with each other. Because in those moments where you are called to love and you don't want to, he's in control, and he tells you, love. And so you do it, and it hurts. Good, I'm glad it hurt. When all of a sudden, he's telling you, because he's in control, forgive. And you don't want to, but you do anyway, because he's in control. And it hurts. Good, I'm glad it hurt. And family, we all belong to that. All of us. But that pain reminds you of one thing. He's in control. And I know many of you probably noticed, because in this time of pandemic, I just touched my nose. Don't worry, I'll sanitize them afterwards. But the thing is this, my dear family. We have got to realize this wonderful gift that Christ brings to us to have, so that when he's in control, we will always rejoice and be open and willing to do what? to take care of our father and mother when they are old, to give of ourselves to each other when someone grows old, physically speaking, but never old in the way you love them. Because that love is renewed by the infant Jesus, as it was with Mary and Joseph, and the holiness of that family is what they want for you and I to have in our own families, in our own homes, which is the holiness of being one and realizing I have nothing to worry about when I do grow old, and I can no longer take care of myself as we can today because someone is there who will. How beautiful it is that we already see this example in so many of you who have cared for your parents in their elder years. And many of them have now entered their eternal rest with our Father in heaven. And I assure you, from there they say to the Lord, "Thank you, Lord." For they allowed Christ to control their hearts because they never failed in taking care of me. Just like I hope and pray I never failed in taking care of them. And this is the beauty of the holiness that you have, and the beauty of the togetherness that God wants you to live in. And when He's in control, my dear family, I assure you, family will never become inconvenient. I shared this with you on Christmas Day, and I repeat it today in this Christmas season on this feast day. Your family never becomes an inconvenience. And while they don't become that for you, be assured, you are never an inconvenience for them. So when something does go wrong, you can go to them and tell them. I've never understood why, when something goes wrong in someone's life, the last people they want to tell is their family. Why? What entered that unity that created such a wall? No. That's the first place you should feel comfortable in running to, because that's the place where this heartfelt compassion and understanding and patience and humility and gentleness and kindness and forgiveness and love is going to be shown to you. That's what family does. That's what the infant Jesus does with us. And that is what we are meant to do for one another, is have the door wide open of our hearts so that spouses, you can tell each other anything. Children, you can tell your parents anything. And parents, you can tell your children anything. And siblings, you can tell each other anything with nothing to worry about. That's when Christ is in control. You know you can trust that heart, that it will be filled with love for you. Oh, my dear family, what a great joy it is to celebrate this occasion of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and to ask of them to pray that we allow Christ to be in charge of our hearts so that every day is radiant with His joy. Every day is a day you know you will love and be loved. Every day you will know that no one ever has to fear anything coming from you, because the only thing that will come from you is what they need at that very moment. His love, His forgiveness, His kindness, His compassion. How blessed you are, my dear family, to have each other as the domestic church. Embrace that as Jesus, Mary, and Joseph embraced each other. Look at how Mary and Joseph gaze upon the child Jesus. Radiant with joy. May you always realize that is how your family looks at you. Radiant with joy. Because you're such the greatest blessing they can receive from the one who is the blessing to begin with, Jesus Himself. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, in all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. My dear family, the favor of God was upon Jesus as he matured. We now pray that the favor of the Lord be upon us and all our families.
For the church, that we treat our sisters and brothers with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience as we strive to build God's kingdom throughout the entire human family. We pray to the Lord. For parents of babies, children, and teens, that they may exercise patience as they raise their children with love and kindness. We pray to the Lord. For healing and hope for parents who have lost a child, we pray to the Lord. That members of this community may reach out to those without immediate family and offer their love and time and give witness to the bond we share in Christ, we pray to the Lord. That God may extend his healing hand upon those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus and bless those who minister to them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for the attention of this Mass. We pray for the internal repose of the souls of Pablo and Rose Trevino, Juan M. Guajardo, Mr. and Mrs. Tony Science, Marcelino B. Gonzalez, Jesusita J. Canales, Delia Farias, Ruben Moreno, deceased members of the Hagland family, Joe Green and Norma Irma Godoy Cleric, and for their special intentions of Father Pete Elizardo and Terry Green. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for all those prayers and intentions we offer to the Father in the silence of our hearts. For these prayers and intentions, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Gracious and loving Father, through the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary and Saint Joseph, we ask that you accept all that we have asked of you. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Pray, my dear family, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. We offer you, Lord, the sacrifice of conciliation, humbly asking that, through the intercession of the Virgin Mother of God and Saint Joseph, you may establish our families firmly in your grace and your peace. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, almighty and eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For through him the holy exchange that restores our life has shone forth today in splendor. When our frailty is assumed by your word, not only does human mortality receive unending honor, but by this wondrous union, we too are made eternal. And so, in company with the choirs of angels, we praise you, and with joy we proclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis our Pope, Michael our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. My dear family, with great hope and faith, let us all now dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. Graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Peace. Peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ bring us to everlasting life. May the blood of Christ bring us to everlasting life. For those who continue to join us from home, the hospitals, nursing homes, or wherever you may be this day, please join with me in the prayer for spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you in my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. For I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Let us stand in prayer. Bring those you refresh with this heavenly sacrament, most merciful Father, to imitate constantly the example of the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, so that after the trials of this world, we may share their company forever through Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, my dear family, praying for all of you on this wonderful Feast of the Holy Family and this Christmas season. Before we conclude, I want to offer a prayer for all of you and your families. So, servers, go be with your families. If you're up there in the choir and your family's down here, come down and be with your family. So, that means you, choir. So, and if you're kind of separated, because part of your family's over there, Douglas, y'all come up here or you go back there. All right? So, I know it's a little unusual. Just relax. It's your family, you know? You never know what's going to happen. But this is so important for you to be together. And I know many of us are not here with our families, but you're at home and you're with us in spirit. They're in your heart. A lot of the sisters here have their family in India. They're with them here today as well in their heart. So please, if you're here together, just kind of hold each other. I know you don't have to social distance because you're family, but or maybe you do, I don't know. But let's offer this prayer for you. So I invite you just to kind of come together. Patrick, a little closer. There you go. All right, wonderful. Children, don't be afraid to get next to your parents, okay? Father, we look to your loving guidance and order as the pattern of all family life. By following the example of the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, in mutual love and respect, may we come to live in that same mutual love and respect with our own family here in this world, and then come to the joy of our home in heaven. Jesus, your birth, we celebrate this season, for you are our most loving Redeemer. You came to enlighten the world with your teaching and example. You willed to spend the greater part of your life in humble obedience to Mary and Joseph in the poor home of Nazareth. In this way, you sanctified your family with Mary and Joseph, which has become the example for our own families this present day. Graciously bless these are families which we dedicate and consecrate to you this day. Protect and guard and keep them always in your holy peace and the harmony of
Hello, I'm Father Peter Lisandro, Rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Movi and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with his love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
And may the blessings of Almighty God.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System. A part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.